Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. We posted this on our Facebook page this morning. There's a guy from Middletown who's been missing for how many days now, Bunny?
Hi, good morning. This is Bunny. Today is 24 days.
And your dad is how old?
My father, Peter Recchia, is 59 years old.
All right, and what happened?
Well, I talk to my dad every day, and on the first of the month, he cashed his check and, you know, walked around, got his stuff all cashed. He'll get his bills, and he wasn't feeling well, and he went to the hospital on the first, and they discharged him that day, and I was very concerned for him. The next day, we spoke on Wednesday, October 2nd, and he just didn't sound right. In the past couple of weeks, he's been a little off with, like, memory and not eating as well, and we were concerned, and he's like, well, I am going to go back to my apartment. I'm like, all right, just, you know, making sure, checking in on you. And then by Thursday, the 3rd, I didn't get my morning text from him. He's not calling me. I'm wondering what's going on. And that day I had called Middletown Police to alert them that, you know, something was terribly wrong. I was concerned for his health, his mental health. And he's a very articulate person. He's very organized, has the same schedule every day. So it was just very off to be gone that long and not receive a phone call back from him.
Right.
And have the police turned up any clues or thoughts, or have they found his phone? Have they been able to track his cell phone?
Yeah. So, for the phone, it pinged, he was in Middletown, you know, Wednesday, and then by Thursday morning, he's in New Haven. He walked all the way from Middletown to New Haven.
Do you know he walked?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't
there's video
right.
showing him.
Oh, okay.
Video game.
Yeah, there's video everywhere right now. But that's all we have. All the leads stop after 2 days. So Wednesday around 2:45 on October 2nd, he walks from Middletown, and there's video tracked all the way till Durham until 7:30 at night on Thursday the 3rd. Then there's no leads, no nothing, no video. And I'm assuming he walked up 17 Durham to Clintonville Avenue because due to the media helping and stories, this wonderful family let us know in Hamden that he arrived at their house on Thursday morning, the 3rd at 4:30 in the morning, trying to get some food from their fridge. But he was really he was very confused and then wanted to pray. And they had called police, and that was that, but they didn't know until...
But wait, what happened?
After.
So he left before police arrived?
No, they came and got him when he was walking down the street going towards New Haven.
All right, then what did the police do?
From what I recall, the homeowner thought that he wasn't okay, that he needed medical help, and the police... I guess from what they report on the media was that they checked to see if he had any warrants or anything and felt that he was okay to go and just let him walk away.
Oh, no charges pressed. Yes, let him go.
No charges pressed. And
no, but at the
no
same time, it's like, all right,
person.
Well, wait, maybe we bring you in for an evaluation.
Right.
Of course. The hospital is not very far away, and if you have somebody that's not from the area, because obviously he's in a local, walking at 4:30 in the morning, looking in someone's fridge, and seems very confused and
right.
pleasant.
All of that, red flag, we got to bring it to the hospital.
Yeah,
we need
out.
More information.
Right.
Let's call
exactly.
someone in your phone. Where's your phone? Oh, your battery's
exactly.
dead. 4:30.
Right.
Okay, this is all bad. Have you talked to the police?
Correct.
Have you had a personal conversation with the cops who... saw him and spoke to him?
You know, I haven't gone down that path yet because, you know, I am just trying to do anything I can to find him. But, you know, in the back of my brain, I'm like, this is just so wrong. And I'm a social worker and, you know, thinking about like, well, you know, what would you do? I'm like, it just doesn't, it's clear signs that something is wrong. Even
right. So mistakes were made.
Right.
The police were the last ones to see him.
Yes.
All right. So he hasn't come up on any surveillance video, nothing after that.
After that, they have him walking down State Street. This is the last confirmed video about 5:30 a.m. on the corner of Ferry and State Street, Fairhaven at the ExxonMobil. That's it.
That same day.
That day.
That same day. So they let him go at 4:30, and then you see him on video an hour later, and that's the last. And what date was that?
That is Thursday, October 3rd.
Okay.
Man, that's a long run.
Yes, it is.
With no sign.
Right.
Nothing.
No relatives in like other states nearby you could have gone to?
And so what is, who is there someone leading the investigation or the search or what's happening?
Yes, there's a detective from Middletown Police, Detective LaCasse. And, the thing is, there's only so much you can do when you don't have any more information. And he's been out there, working day and night on this. But as of, the 20th or so, I mean, there's no information, no nothing. How can you keep looking? There's other cases. There's low manpower. So I'm forced to just do everything that I can because I don't want to give up. I'm not working. I need help. People have been trying to help, but it's really difficult when someone appears.
I'd want to talk to the police.
Yeah.
To talk to him last. Did he seem healthy? Did he look, like he had energy?
Right.
Like he had had meals, or did he look like he hasn't eaten in a few days? Because no one can go on from the 3rd to today without a meal.
Right.
And no one else is reporting, hey, some guy showed up. Have you checked all the homeless shelters?
Soup kitchens, stuff like that?
Yeah, so I have, outreach in the community. This is my community, actually, that he walked into, and I've been, asking people for help. I even, I've been in the news. Blumenthal's been trying to help as well. My uncle, the news reporter for News 12, Frank Recchia, he's been trying to help. We've been just trying to let people know, and we reached out to shelters. We reached out to Yale. We reached out to libraries and churches, the community, walking around. I've handed out flyers. I've spoken to people. I've gone everywhere, It's just, there's nothing, and it's just the wildest thing.
When the police talked to him, he must have done such a good job talking to them.
Convincing,
this guy's fine.
He can walk,
Right, where do you live? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, off you go.
All right, you're going to walk back? Yep, I'm going to walk back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'd love to know that. I'd have to talk to the people who spoke to him last.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did talk to the family. They're wonderful people, and they said basically they prayed him out of the house, and that's how, and he was like, "Okay, thank you," and was on his merry way.
What do you mean? So he knocked on the door, or he just walked in the house?
No, he broke into the door. The must have used like a key or something to get in, and broke in. The apartment looks just like a place that we used to live in for many, many years.
Oh, boy.
So I think he was working on muscle memory.
Yeah.
And he had his book bag on the kitchen table as if he lived there, looking in the fridge at a blank stare, probably like, this fridge doesn't look familiar.
Right. Oh, man.
It's bizarre.
Well.
It is, yes. And he has a wife that was in a nursing home. It's my mom. And he takes the bus to see her often. And, he hasn't used his bus pass or anything. And he's very meticulous. Like I said, we talk all the time. He's very organized. He's always paid his bills. He went and got money orders for everything and then never paid anything. So he's walking around with money orders. The apartment had the TV on. He had the
broadcasting
on.
Yeah.
You know they were coming back and have his coat.
Oh, man.
Nothing.
So, all right. All the obvious. You've been checking all the places that take people in.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, we have pictures of him on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page. And the one with the backpack and the blue shirt is the last known thing that he was wearing. But you never know, though. Someone may have given him a coat or whatever.
Yeah.
What about like places like, we have some homeless folks who live out in certain abandoned houses or neighborhoods,
the campgrounds they have,
under a bridge somewhere, they'll have like a camp set up.
Right.
Have you been checking those places?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Like there's, certain people that always walk in the same areas, and I've, reached out to people that talk to them, but I don't know, who all those people are. And, I've done the best that I could, and I've been asking for that help. But those type of people, if you do know them, and that is your family, or, it would be helpful because those are the people that are walking around. Everything's different. My father would always say, when you're walking around, you see more,
Yeah. Well, if this was a young child missing, we would have organized a search party and would have been just taking every different route
all
from
the
last known location with dogs. And
yeah, we did have dogs three times. They tried to find a cell phone where the phone pinged on Friday the 4th in Middlefield. But I mean, the day before, he's in New Haven. So then, you know, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So the ping isn't always, you know, accurate, right? So
Middlefield. You know, how far away from that is where he was on the 3rd, Middlefield?
Well, he passed through there on the 2nd already, so he had already walked by that area.
You think he walked back?
I'm wondering if he walked back, but there's no video showing him turning around or anything. I would love to see if he walked back.
Right,
but, you know, he doesn't go towards downtown New Haven, you know, that day. Then he could have, you know, went over the Ferry Street Bridge up Route 80, or he would have went back upstate, but they don't see anything up State Street unless he waited all day and then went back. But how many people would you need to sit and watch videos from all the different locations doing that, you know, for a one-man show?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's funny that we'll knock on every door to get video to prove someone was murdered, but maybe to prove someone's alive and find them. And
that'd be helpful.
That would be helpful.
Just a thought.
Well, they have the Ring doorbells, and you can find out who stole, you know, your package from FedEx. But
we don't want to check for a human being.
Right.
Oh, man. Let me know how we can help, all right? We have, you know, obviously people are listening to this. We have the Facebook post, and if there's anything else we could do, please keep us in mind, all right?
Yes, no, and I appreciate it. And the thing, like I said, like you were suggesting, like people that live in the area that live outside, or, you know, somebody that would talk to him, you know, I mean, that's really helpful. And then also the thing, you know, he hasn't been seen since 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, October 3rd, you know, did he go back down State Street? Did he take a left and go up Route 80? You know, where did he go? I mean, video is delete too. This is like, you know,
gotta get it done
after.
Now. Right. Yeah. So usually 30 days, right? So why don't you do this? Why don't you make a map of where he was exactly October 3rd at 5:30 and then expand it out like a 5-mile radius, right?
Uh-huh.
And then let's try to get that surveillance video now. So you give that to the media. We'll post it. And then anyone who lives in that area, check their surveillance. You know what I mean? And we'll just kind of
check the cameras,
fan out.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's in New Haven. I mean, I would think there's more visibility than anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was hopeful, like, oh, he's spotted in New Haven. That's way better than the woods in Durham, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Bunny, I feel for you.
Yeah.
I want to help.
I know. I appreciate it. I would do the same thing, you know, because I always try to help and do that. It's been like, you know, I've always.
Well, you're a social worker, so your life's dedicated to helping people.
It's kind of what you do,
So it's our turn now to help you. Can you make that map or just like at least show us the exact address where he was on October 3rd at 5:30? Then we could work out from there.
That would be helpful.
Right.
I would like to do that for you, and I appreciate your help, and thank you. I do also listen to the show, so
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, and good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. Right. We're gonna find him.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man.
I can't even imagine.
Well, let's start with the map.
Right.
Yeah.
Go with the map.
I know.
Right.
No detective over here, but okay, so where was he October 3rd, 5:30? Let's start knocking doors and getting footage.
Right.
Robert lets clerk go outside to get money. Clerk locks him in.
Yeah.
Guy in Philadelphia tried to rob a Boost Mobile store the other day. Is there a lot of money in a Boost Mobile store? I would think most people use credit cards.
Right.
Mm.
Well, more than I have right now.
Yeah, so. I can't imagine, unless he's going for the goods,
like 20
the
bucks.
Equipment.
Right, but he went outside to get the money.
My money.
I don't know.
Right. So I think you picked the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right. So the guy goes. So this guy's a dumbass all the way through this story. So he goes into a Boost Mobile for cash. And the clerk says, the guy outside has all the money.
Oh.
You want me to go out and get it?
Okay.
How accommodating.
The guy's like, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, go out there and get that money.
Thank you.
So he goes outside to get the money. Get the money. Mm. And locks the door.
Yep.
Locking the dumbass crook inside the building.
For safekeeping.
Duty.
Want to make sure the guy's in to give the money.
Hey, where'd he go?
I'm
waiting for my money.
And he's locking me in here. Make sure I get the money.
Yeah. Extra time to get it.
Exactly right.
Right. The money's getting a police escort here.
Right. So that's how important you are.
That's why you hear those sirens.
We give you a boost. Yep.
So, yeah, the guy's stuck in the store. Cops show up and
Yep.
Off to jail you go.
Yes, yes. Mm. No money, nothing.
Here's the employee who locked him in along with one of the cops who showed up to arrest him.
Hey, give me money. How much money you have right now? I'm told I have no money. Can you wait a few minutes? I give him money. I have another employee outside. I'm close the door and put a shutter down.
SWAT using a bullhorn yelled this individual's name, told him to come out, let him know the futility of his actions, that he was trapped inside.
What does futility mean?
They yelled for him to come out. Actually, he's locked in the store right now. I can't come out.
Yeah, you hear the door.
Wait. Little help.
Yeah, I can't get out right now.
Well, I officer,
mind opening the door?
I'd love to accommodate you, but the door's locked.
So there's no back door. I'm telling you, there's a back door that's an emergency exit.
Right.
The alarm will go off, but you'll be outside.
Exactly. We broke one law. I can't do it. The fire alarm will go off. The alarm will go off. I'll get in trouble. That guy's getting the money for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to run out right now.
How about steal a phone and call a friend to
there's
come
a
get
thought.
You?
There's a thought. Yeah, listen, I need to come over here and lock the door.
A haunted house. I don't even know if you can call it that, but it's so scary that if you can get through the whole thing, they give you $20,000.
Really?
Yeah, I saw this, it caught my eye, and now we have someone from that place on the phone right now. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay, so this is McCamey Manor. You have two locations?
We have one location. It it expands from Tennessee to Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh. Wow.
So how it works, it's not per se one house. We have properties on, or we have stunts on several different properties throughout that span. So you actually get driven from stunt to stunt depending on how well you do.
Okay.
So you start in Summertown, Tennessee. You end in Huntsville, Alabama.
Like a challenge. How long have you been doing this?
Myself being really involved a little over a year.
Okay. Now, how long has McCamey Manor been doing this?
The Manor since... It's been famous, and doing the whole $20,000 has been about 19 years.
19? No one's finished.
No.
In 19 years, no one's finished.
Right.
Right, so now get this. So you have to last 10 hours for that 20 grand. In San Diego, the original tour was just called McCamey Manor. A girl, the longest someone lasted there was 6 hours. From there, we've done like two other types of tours. And it's gone down from the 6 hours to 1 hour to a half an hour to this tour right now that nobody's been able to even get the clock started. So we're at 0 seconds.
Wow. Seriously.
Damn.
What do you have to do? Does it cost anything to get in? And then I know there's a mountain of paperwork. Bring us through all that. What's the admission fee?
The admission fee is a 50-pound bag of dog food.
Okay. So for rescue animals.
Yep.
Okay. Or you have a really weird diet. One of the two.
How much does a 50-pound bag of dog food cost?
$25, $30.
Yeah,
okay. Maybe. Okay, it doesn't seem like a lot.
No.
Okay. Now the paperwork. It's like a 40-page waiver, right?
Yep. You got a 40-page waiver. You got to go through. You got to show that you have medical insurance. You have to get a sports physical and a physical saying that you are mentally sound. And you have to pass a portable drug test the day of.
Oh.
All right. Do you know just offhand, I know it depends on your doctor and this and that, but around where does that cost?
You can usually get the sports physical, and they, at the same time, they'll say if you're mentally fit for about $50 at any walk-in clinic.
Right.
All right. So 50. All right. Doesn't sound like a lot.
No.
So for about $75 and a bunch of paperwork, you can get in and try. How many people have tried this year?
Well, we do one at least every weekend. So we've had, 52. We do at least 52 a year.
Wow.
Okay, so it goes around year-round.
Get
yeah.
a few more squeezed in.
Right.
For $20,000. Now, what's the hook? Because, someone would get through this for $20,000.
Oh, no. No, we know how to get to you mentally. We've had Navy SEALs go through.
I was going to say,
yeah, you tested
Navy SEALs, Marines.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, and everybody's a lot of talk. Oh, this is easy. I can do it for 20. You have no idea. You have no idea. I mean, we've had these people in there that you think are just going to go gung-ho because they're physically fit. But mentally, that's how we get you. We know what makes you upset, what can get into your head, and we just prey on it. You know, we just go for it.
How do you find that out? Because I did read that you guys prey upon your specific fears.
Right.
Is there a questionnaire?
So what happens if you're a contestant? You do a phone screening with me, and from there, I become your best friend if you get selected. I'm going to find out everything about you.
Gotcha.
And most of the people, they... You
what
know,
if I know that and I lie to you?
Like a Facebook friend, yes.
Yeah.
Like, what if I say, you know, I'm really afraid of beer and pizza.
Exactly.
Freaks me out.
Or large amounts of money in a nice car.
Like eating a whole large pizza would, like, really freak me out.
Right. Or sleeping.
You get that. You get that a lot. I get a lot of people trying to lie to me. But I just make sure I have certain things and conversations throughout the time. I'll catch you off guard. I'll call you, you know, when you're on your way to work real quick and just start asking you some questions and whatnot. And everybody slips up.
Really?
And I can start to figure out.
Let's see if you could trip up AJ here. AJ, don't tell our buddy Chris here what really freaks you out.
Okay.
And let's see if he could just in a minute or so get that out of you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'd be able to do a minute or so, but so, all right, AJ.
Yes.
We're going to get you set up for the tour, okay?
Okay, sure.
So tell me, what do you think that you're going to be afraid of in the tour exactly?
I'm going to be afraid of kittens.
I'm going to be afraid of kittens? Okay,
kittens.
So you're good getting your teeth pulled if it comes down to that?
There's Novocaine, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't use Novocaine.
No Novocaine, okay. Well, yeah, I have a high threshold of pain, yes.
All right, see, that's good. So you're going to be a shoo-in with it, but, you know, how about holding your breath underwater? We can keep you underwater for quite a bit of time. You're good with that?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. I can, like, eight minutes. Tops.
You know. You'd have to have a brain to have brain damage,
right?
So AJ's good in that one.
See?
So, and then, you know, we're going to make sure you're in a onesie because we got tons of critters, you know, and I'm sure that with all that other stuff, you're going to be fine. So we got tons of critters that could get in your outfit.
Nice.
So we're going to get you a onesie so that that kind of protects you a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure you'll be fine
with
the snakes, the spiders.
Remember when that lizard, Matt Scott, put the lizard in your pants?
In my pants, yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
Hilarious.
We have to find this.
Yeah, oh, my God.
We have it somewhere, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
you don't like reptiles too much, huh?
No. I have a reptile dysfunction, yes.
Yeah, I could see how you would get to it.
Yes.
And that was just a short period of
exactly
time, not
right
over a course of weeks.
Yeah, you
whatever
mentioned a bunch of things I totally wouldn't be into now.
You said the teeth pulling.
The teeth pulling, the underwater part
the
was
underwater,
a fan of, and then the critters. Yeah,
the
we're
critters.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah good.
I could see that.
Yep. So,
but how much stuff can you do to a person physically?
Till they break?
Yeah. I mean, you can't physically hit someone with a baseball bat.
Oh, no, and we would never do that. No, we don't have to even do that. Half the people will come in, and they're their own worst enemy. We're already in their head. We're telling them what they're going to see. And you get people, we throw you into a trench with some water, and all of a sudden you just start, your mind takes over. You start freaking out. What's in this water with me? Is there snakes in here with me?
You've planted so many seeds
right
that when you put them in these situations, they
right
start thinking, I know what's coming now, because he told me what he was going to do.
You psych yourself out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We had a guy fly through all of our physical stuff, and we're like, man, this guy is just killing it.
Okay, cut that check,
we put
yeah
him in the water, and within a second started crying and said, take me out. I want to go. I'm done.
There's a video of that.
Wow.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it's the guy you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, we got them all on YouTube. So it's just crazy how quickly just all of a sudden it goes from 0 to 100. For everybody.
10 hours.
Wow.
All right. I know people don't like to sue and all that stuff, but how do you protect yourself from that?
With our 40-page waiver and non-disclosure form, we haven't had any issues in the 19 years. Sure, we've had a few people threatened to, but nobody's actually ever taken us.
Really?
Gotcha.
I find that hard to believe.
Wow.
Do you videotape yourself to, like, every second of it to protect yourself?
Oh, every second. Well, I mean, we have had a lot of cops called on us right afterwards. And, you know, the cops will bring the person back with them. And, you know, they're all disheveled and upset. And we just show them the footage. Everything is recorded every second. Even the phone conversations that I'm having with the people throughout. So they can tell.
Well, so they're setting it up for the lawsuit. So they call and say, I was assaulted. This is what happened. Cops show up. You say, no, this is what happened.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
And then once they realize you have the whole thing, they realize, well, there's no case there.
Right.
Wow. Right. Wow.
They do a challenge again.
Some people are into this stuff, though, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Phil, you go to those escape rooms.
Yeah, but this is torture.
This is completely different.
And we do have an escape room as well throughout it, but it does have our own type of little spin to it when the people get through. You know, you're going to get some pain in there. You're going to find some creepy crawlies when you're trying to reach in and find the puzzle pieces and whatnot.
Will a person be able to get the video of their, however far they get?
The majority of the stuff is live streamed on Facebook through our closed group while they're going through. So the fans are watching, the fans are commenting, and then they can go back and watch it then. Russ will usually come out about a year later if you hit a really good tour and make a like 2-hour, 3-hour movie about you that shows like even more footage.
Oh, that's neat.
Very cool.
But won't people be able to see that stuff and then kind of not be afraid when it happens because they see it?
We were worried about that when we really started showing more, and it ended up just increasing the amount of people wanting to come through, which was also fun for us because that gave us even more of a challenge. Now, you know, we kind of showed our cards a little, so people started seeing it. So now it was even more of a game for us as well, which just made it even funner because we're making no money off of this.
Well, you're helping pets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And,
makes no money off of it, so I'm fine, you know, donating my time because he ain't making any money, neither am I.
All right, so you need to be 21 or older, undergo a current sports physical, letter from a doctor that says you're good physically and mentally, current medical insurance, 40 to 50 page waiver, and a drug test that day.
There you go.
All right. Wow. All right, well, sounds like it's worth $20,000, right?
Exactly, yeah.
We'll break it out, 10 hours.
You can do it, yeah.
Right.
Not me.
Be $2,000 an hour?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not bad money.
Yeah, like I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll be over here.
Yeah.
You must be getting a lot of people inquiring to do this now, right? Because this has been a big story the last couple of days.
Yeah, the influx is crazy. I mean, easily, if I didn't want to try, I could book us probably to 2025.
Wow.
With people. And I mean, I'm looking right now. I woke up this morning. I looked. I got 4,300 and some more requests that I haven't even looked at since last night. And these are people I haven't even screened yet.
You know, you should make a montage video. I'd be interested in buying this. All the people who like pooped their pants,
yes.
Vomited, right. Ran into a wall, then knocked themselves out.
Yep.
You know, like the blooper reel.
Yeah, the highlight reel.
Then there were none. It's a 2-hour video of everybody quitting that's been through the Tennessee location.
All right, but it's the moment where they break mentally. I'd like to see people like getting hurt.
Yeah, doing dumb things. Like falling a ladder or whatnot, group, yes.
Yeah.
If you're in the Facebook group, you're able to see that. We have all the videos of when they break.
All right, then there were none. I might watch that Sunday. It's going to be a rainy day here in Connecticut.
Why not?
All right, Chris, we're linked up to McCamey Manor at WPLR.com. Thanks for coming on. A great idea. Nice work with the pets.
Yeah, man.
Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Okay, so today we're going to do my top 5 unpopular opinions. These are opinions that I have that generally people disagree with me about.
Okay.
Oh, boy. We have to do this
only 5
from our point of view.
Only top 5?
Oh, I came up with 27, okay. But I narrowed it down to my favorite 5.
Yeah, is this like the Big Lebowski thing? You mentioned that one.
Right. Ugh, I hate that. This is a different list. Okay, so number 5. The idea that there is someone for everyone. It's a famous expression, right? Oh, you can't find anybody. There's someone out there for you. There isn't. I don't believe in this. I think some people just wind up in old age homes alone. It's just the way it goes. Right. You're going to wind up with your cats. You're going to be 85. Like,
yeah,
that's
but
it.
Maybe they had someone and then that person died.
No, right. Sometimes there isn't anybody. Period. Sometimes you're a freak and you've got to say to yourself, I'm a freak. I'm never going to find anybody.
Gotcha. Ever. Right.
Now, are you that person?
No, I'm very lovable.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you can tell it's warm.
Now, do you know someone who's just like, all right, you're just never going to find anyone?
No, there are definitely people in your life that you say, like, oh, you're gonna be alone forever because you're a weirdo.
You're going to die alone, yeah.
Now, we would have thought that of Jim, Big Jim, right?
But he found somebody, yes.
3 or 4 years ago, we would have said, yep, he's going to die alone.
Yep, he's going to have 10 cats.
But look at him now. So happy
alone
for him.
And angry.
Right, yeah. Alone and angry. But yeah. Yes, he found someone. Yeah, but there are people in your life. I want you to think about people in your life. There is definitely someone that you say, they're never going to find anyone. This expression is wrong.
Right. Okay.
So that's number five.
Right. That's number five. So you're right, though. People disagree with you on these.
Yes, correct.
Everyone disagrees.
Yeah, so you're right.
Number four, album cuts aren't as good as the singles. Everybody says who's fans of Superbad, oh, yeah, man, track six is the best song. No, it isn't. The band and the record label have said, these are our best songs. We're putting these out. We're right, and they're right. Even you two, I will argue, on the Joshua Tree, it's not the deep cuts that are best. Where the Streets Have No Name is the best song on that album, which was a single. The singles are the best songs. People disagree.
I agree with you.
Wait, you two has good songs?
You know what?
Come on,
I'm going to leave it at that.
Right, I know. Track 8 on Rat's debut album. Number 3, Peanuts in the Shell tastes better than peanuts without the shell. They say you're not supposed to eat the shell. I eat the whole shell.
Who even thinks
of
this?
Oh, my God. You have diverticulitis by the time you're
Right. You shouldn't do that. But no. I do it all the time. I eat a bag of peanuts all in the shell.
No.
Everyone in the shell.
You know you're not supposed to do that.
Have you ever tried it? It's delicious.
Have you ever done that in front of somebody at Texas Roadhouse? Like, has anybody ever said to you, excuse me, sir,
everyone,
you a little touched?
Everywhere I go, I do it in baseball games, and people turn around and go, you know, you're supposed to.
Let me ask you a question. You peel the banana, right?
I do.
Sunflower shells?
No, just peanuts. Peanuts in the shell. I love them.
So
you should try them. It's unbelievable. They're so delicious.
There has to be a number of doctors listening now. Like, that guy is not going to make it to 50.
It wrecks your inside. So you get like a peanut hangover the next day. You feel like woozy. But during the time that you eat the whole bag with the shells, it's awesome.
Do you know what the ring of fire is? Right. Do you get that?
I feel like they come out.
They never come out. They're living inside you, in my intestines.
TMI.
His appendix is working overtime.
Right. If he has a horrible car accident, there's going to be peanut shells everywhere.
When they do my autopsy, it's just shell.
If he breaks, he's going to be a porcupine.
This goes back to his number five. He's going to be on a date with someone, and he's going to eat peanuts in the shell. They're like, well, I'm leaving.
That's why there's no one for you.
Exactly right.
All right, number two. Math should be an elective in high school.
Yes.
So you get through basic math, which includes how to do your taxes, percentages, all of a sudden. And then you're in ninth grade, and then you should be able to decide if you don't want to do it anymore. So I'm going to be an astronaut. I'll keep taking math.
Yeah, you need that.
But I'm going to be AJ. I'm not going to take math anymore. I'm just going to do extra gym.
Right.
I think that should be the rule. Why do I need math if I'm going to, like, work at a radio station? I don't.
Right. I agree with you on all that, especially with a phone. You could dial up anything you need. You have a calculator right there.
Was I just insulted?
Yes. Sorry.
Do the math. Okay.
He can't.
And the number one unpopular opinion that I have is beer tastes better in a can. So I'll drink a bottled beer, sure, but I hate draft beer. I think it's gross. Those draft lines aren't clean. The glasses are never washed. Canned beer is the best tasting of the beers.
You're going to the wrong bars.
So you take your beer in the can?
Right. Yes. No. No. Thanks for the dad joke.
There's too many peanut shells there.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.